Pattern Podcast. Make left traffic, clear for the option.
Line up and wait, 7 range, 4 Mike Alpha.
Mark Tower, 172, Romeo Hotel, hold code on 133, ready to take off.
Robert Delta, 3321, Mike, enemy downwind for runway 25.
I'm John.
I'm Chris.
I'm Brad.
And I'm Mark.
And we are the In the Pattern Podcast.
All right, welcome to a special edition Oshkosh quick cast, if you will, of the In the Pattern Podcast. I'm here, this is Chris, and John is with me. Unfortunately, none of our other podcast members are here at this time, but we just wanted to throw this out real quick and just kind of get you up to date of what we've been through, what we've seen and experienced so far. So I guess to start off, John got here, drove here from Maryland, 1,637,000 miles away. And he got here Saturday morning, nice and early, got an awesome camping spot for us. So he's been here, he was here Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and picked me up at the airport Wednesday when I rolled in at midnight in Milwaukee, to a nice wet and soggy Milwaukee, as a matter of fact. So he picks me up at midnight. We make it back here to Camp Schaller at about 2 a.m. and hit the sack to get up bright and early on Thursday morning. So that's kind of where we'll start off for now. Anything to add prior to that? Because I know not a lot of what you've been through or what you've done prior to picking me up.
Let's see here. The beginning of the week was Saturday and Sunday was very relaxing. Just kind of hanging out with everybody, watching everybody come in. I think when I rolled in at 11 o'clock on Saturday, there was, let's see here, a pop-up camper, one, like, food tent, another actual tent. Mark Klepper from Air Pigs, his bacon grill, and a bunch of stuff scattered about. They were here, and Marty was here at Pilot to Be on Twitter. And then progressively from there until sometime on Sunday, it turned into quite the camp. We had the My Transponder guys show up in the Home Sweet Road RV, which is the My Transponder Mobile Studio. We had Rod Rakic show up and pitch a tent. David Allen showed up, pitched a tent. I pitched a tent. And eventually, the crazy Australians from the Plane Crazy Down Under showed up with David Vanderhoof and pitched a 10-person tent.
Yeah.
Which was the Tajma tent. And they had no idea how to do it. It was hilarious.
Oh, really?
We just bought this at Walmart. We don't speak these instructions. How does that work?
Well, they actually had David, I believe, buy just some random 10-person tent, brought it, and then they don't expect to take it home.
Oh, okay. So they had David buy it for him and say, hey, will you pick us up a place to sleep while I'm here?
Yeah, pretty much. There's quite the flyover going on right now. There's a group of, let's see.
What is it?
A group of four with two other group of threes behind it. All probably World War II military planes, what it looks like. A lot of them have their smoke on. It is. Chris is taking some pictures now, so we'll try to put those in some notes somewhere. We've got a medium-level group of planes, a low-level group of planes, and I'm not sure if you ever hear the sound of it, but it is quite amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like some T-6s. So now the sky is filled with smoke.
Smoke and lots of iron and jet fuel.
Smoke and jet fuel, yes. That was awesome. So back to Monday, the show opened. It felt like I'd been here a week when the show opened. I think I went walking around that morning and just kind of went and saw a bunch of stuff. Took a lot of pictures. And let's see, the other thing I did was I went to the Sonics open house on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, and that's your plane. If you're going to build something, that's your plane.
Yes, that's my plane. It was kind of cool because there was probably, 20, 30 Sonexes that showed up. And just really cool seeing 20, 30 Sonexes there, getting to see the 1X, which is their one-person plane. So that was my Sunday. Monday, I walked around, watched some of the air show, just usual Oshkosh stuff. Tuesday, man, I've been here so long, I don't even remember what I did. What did I do?
Good question. I remember some people saying, where are you going, when you were coming to pick me up, but that would have been later in the day, obviously.
Well, that would have been Wednesday, and Wednesday it rained in the morning.
So you hung out in the tent. Or in this area, at least.
I hung out here for a while, and then I went to watch the live UCAP show on Wednesday at noon. And after that, the rain kind of let up for long enough for me to go check out Fifi, which is sitting in ConocoPhillips Plaza, formerly known as Aerochelle Square. And so I went and saw that and went and checked out everything that had kind of showed up the past few days that I had missed. There's a KC-135, there's a couple of helicopters, there was a T-6 somewhere. Whole bunch of stuff. I got a bunch of those pictures that I'll link to in the show notes of this episode, too.
There'll be no shortage of pictures.
There will be no shortage of pictures.
And video.
Well, the other thing, now that I think about it, that happened Tuesday was the arrival of Fifi.
Yeah.
And we went actually right on the hill over there.
There's the
hill over there, and took some pictures of Fifi coming in, doing a low pass. Then we got stuck on top of the hill because it was really steep. So
helicopter extraction.
Yeah, pretty much. We were calling for air support. Man, so that sums up most of the week that I can remember at the moment.
Trying to keep it quick, right?
So, Chris, this is your first Oshkosh.
My first Oshkosh virgin. Yes, I am thoroughly impressed. And so I got here Wednesday. Today is
Friday.
Of course, yesterday was really my first official day, and I don't think I've seen 10%, to be honest with you. Of course, we haven't been over the seaplane base. I'd love to go. I don't think we're going to go, though. There's just not quite enough time. Now what's flying over? Oh, here they come back. I will take more pictures.
Okay, well, Chris is taking more pictures. Another flyover coming back. Man, there is no shortage of airplanes in the sky while you're here, let me tell you. I can right now look and see a helicopter in one direction, a humongous flyover in the other direction.
They're coming back the other way.
I can see planes over the field doing circles. I can hear the bombs. They must be doing one of the warbird demonstrations. It's impressive.
Wow.
They put on.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. There's about 10 over there. We'll call that 30. I guess 40 airplanes.
40 airplanes. That doesn't count the helicopters?
No.
Or the guys that are doing circles.
Yeah.
Right now, low-level circles for the people at the air show. So there is no shortage of aircraft. And I tell you what, for a 2.5-hour air show every day, they do some amazing stuff.
Yeah. I've never seen an air show that puts this many airplanes in the airspace at one time. And it's hard to concentrate to do this podcast when you got this going on, of course. So anyways,
So Thursday.
Thursday morning, we get up. We have, like, at least 3 hours of sleep. So we're ready to go, more or less. I wake up and, here's all these people I follow on Twitter and that follow me back and so forth. And I start introducing myself and, hey, everything's cool. So it was really, really good to meet a lot of these people that we chit-chat back and forth on Twitter to each other. John gets up, and they're blowing up more stuff over there. That was a pause.
There's a couple jets with smoke on.
Kind of like chasing each other or something.
doing, I mean, he's got to be banked it.
He did a pull up.
110 degrees?
Pull up, turn to the right, still pulling, come back to the left, 180 degrees now, I don't know. It's just too much. So anyways, we start just go checking it out, and we had no plan. The Osh planner and the schedule that you can use, it's just, honestly, I ain't got time to check it. We just, your eyes are just, you know, wanting to take you one direction, your legs wanting to take you another. It's a little overwhelming. And to be honest with you, the airplanes and everything are really cool, but for me, it's been a great experience of just meeting all you guys. And look, who's this? Who's this?
Someone else who's jealous about that microphone.
We've got Grant. An Aussie.
Hey, how you going, gentlemen?
Good. We're doing a little quick cast here.
Oh, cool, yeah, mate. Yeah. That's good. Yeah, that's good. Sorry, I didn't mean to intrude on it. I'm just walking past, drooling over the microphone.
Yeah, well, it's a borrowed Sennheiser.
Oh, we've all been doing naughty things to that microphone. Yeah. I tell you, we've been drooling over it and everything.
It's quite the torch.
Oh, yeah.
Man, is that 40 plane flyover formation?
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was 30. I counted 30.
Did you?
Yeah.
Here you go. Start counting again.
Oh, no, not again. Mate, I am just
blown away. Yeah, you've got, say, 30, maybe 40 Mentors, Trojans, and Harvards, right? Plus, meanwhile, you've got an F-86 and a collection of other jets, and a C-47, and a Lockheed 10, and everything like that, all blasting out. Here comes, oh, jeez, look at this.
That's a C-47, yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Jesus, don't blink. That was awesome.
That works.
I'm good with that.
Please be at exact calibrated altitude. Thank you very much.
There's another.
I'm pretty sure that's a Lockheed 10.
This is very impressive, gentlemen.
And they keep blowing stuff up.
Oh, you gotta have things blowing up.
Yeah.
Life's pretty boring if you're not blowing things up, according to most Americans. and many Australians as well.
you're not opposed to blowing something up.
Ah, well, you know, we'd rather have a beer first.
Here, hold my beer and watch this.
So did you guys hear the Harrier?
Yeah.
We did, and we watched it from here go up.
Yeah.
It was pretty much out of fuel by the end.
So back to the QuickCast podcast.
I'll leave you, gentlemen.
Oshcast.
Yes.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
So anyways, Thursday we just walked around a ton and saw a bunch of cool static displays. Anything before we went to the air show?
We just basically made it from the Cessna 10 at the main gate to the flight line.
Yeah, yep, yep.
And that was about as far as we made it yesterday. We spent the whole day. We stopped by at 1 to see Steve Tupper, Stephen Force, his AcroCamp thing. But other than that, we watched the air show, and then we got completely soaked.
To the bone. It was, it just started coming down like cats and dogs. And it didn't last long, but I made a bad decision. We were undercover just fine, and I said, you know, let's just go. I'm already a little bit wet. You know, either this thing's going to last for an hour or it's going to last for a few minutes. Who knows? I didn't want to sit there for too long. So anyways, we just headed back to the camp, and of course, by the time we get to the camp, it stops raining. But it's too late. Shoes are squishy. Shirt is completely soaked. And what are we supposed to be doing 5 minutes after we get back to camp? Getting ready to go over to the My Transponder party and do a potapalooza that a lot of you tuned in to listen to. So that was interesting as I'm there, like looking like a wet dog, you know, just soaked in my clothes. But the potapalooza was a lot of fun. Met a lot of great people. It was a great party. It wasn't just potapalooza, but it was the My Transponder party over at the Sennheiser booth, right?
Yep.
Yeah, checked out some cool gear from Sennheiser. They make awesome stuff.
They just won't stop flying. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry. Ha ha.
But we had the My Transponder party and the potapalooza at the Sennheiser. And I guess while we're at it, we should send out a quick shout-out to Sennheiser for providing this awesome frickin' wireless mic that we're using right now.
The quality of it is
amazing. I would love to buy one of these for air shows like this, but that's not going to happen. So Podapalooza was a little bit of a new format this year, and we'll try to post that audio.
Talking live in front of people.
That was a little bit interesting. They broke it up into different categories, like if you got a new rating within the last year, come up and tell us about it. If you're this or if you're that, if you failed a check ride, like someone I know, come up here and talk about it. If you're a new student pilot or just got your license within the last year, come up here and let's talk about it. If you're a podcaster, come up here and tell us about your podcast. So we all got up to, do our sessions, and it was a lot of fun. It was kind of interesting, a little question-and-answer session and so forth. Dave Allen kind of ran that deal along with, who else was up there?
Ken Bill Will.
Yeah.
Bill Williams, they did a lot of the... they did a lot of the
audio and production and organizing.
Organizing, that's the word I'm looking for. And now we've got balsa models flying too. Rubber band. There is no shortage of planes here. So that was last night. Today.
Oh my gosh.
Was the 787.
The 787 Dreamliner. What a pretty airplane.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It is so gorgeous with the shape of those wings.
The wing design, says it all for me,
So they came in, they did a low pass, and then came in and landed.
Yeah.
Pulled it in, we kind of stood next to it the whole time, trying to wait till we were going to get into it.
I'm sure you'll see quite a few videos on YouTube of it landing. I didn't get one, unfortunately. We were hustling to get to some sort of position that would allow us some decent photographs and stuff, but we were running a little bit behind. It was supposed to land at like 10:30, then it was like 9:30, then it was like, oh, it's going to land at like 9:08, and so we were like, oh my gosh, it's 9 o'clock, let's go. So we were hustling to get down there, and John and I saw it on the outside of Oshkosh, starting to do a circle to get set up to land and so forth, and then we did catch the landing and watch that, and I must say he did a fabulous job. He got it stopped so short and on the ground so fast, I couldn't get a picture of it because it was so far down the runway. I thought it was going to be a little bit closer to center just to maybe show off. I don't know. Oh, look, what's that? More planes.
Well, so they pull in. We ended up being able to get a tour pretty early on of the Dreamliner without having to wait in the ridiculous lines that I heard they have today. And that was thanks to Mike Miley and my transponder really kind of hooking us up with getting our names on the media list to get on the Dreamliner. And I tell you what, the inside of that thing is crazy. It was ZA-001, so it was the first Dreamliner to fly, the very first test airplane, and
it will never be a production airplane. I mean, it will never be a customer airplane.
No, never be sold to anybody. Coolest thing, I think, is when you pull up and you look above the door and big letters, experimental.
Experimental, yeah, fits right in, right?
Second largest experimental. It's been to Oshkosh, second to the A380. Definitely the largest here this year.
Yeah.
And the inside is all flight testing. It's water ballast tanks and just racks and racks of computers and sensors, and windows have sensors in them. And
all kinds of gear inside this thing. The water ballast system is pretty interesting because not only does it provide the weight that would simulate, or not simulate, but count for people and baggage, but they said they also can pump it to systems on the airplane that may be overheating in order to cool them down. So it has a dual purpose, which was really cool. The windows are larger in this than most other airliners, so passengers with window seats will have a great view. Typical seating configuration for coach would be like 3, 2, and 3, or 3, 3, and 3 is even possible. So 9 across is possible to give you an idea of how wide it'll be. What else? Was that the captain or somebody else that pulled back the insulation and showed the? I don't remember.
One of the flight crew pulled back. I don't know who exactly it was, but pulled back some of the insulation inside to basically let us see the carbon fiber
fuselage.
Shell.
Yeah.
The fuselage.
Yeah. So he goes, here's our, you know, plastic and carbon fiber airplane, you know. And then we were sitting there talking to, like, one of the flight engineers. And he was like, oh, that's really cool. And he pulls out a camera and starts snapping pictures, too. He's like, you don't see this very often, you know. So that was pretty cool. And so, yeah, we mentioned we got to go up because it was part of the media thing. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
And so I guess the last part of that was the cockpit. And man, there's some nice pieces of glass in there.
Yeah, all I have to say is, you know, good luck, Flight Sim, trying to, you know, even come close to simulating the gear that's inside of this thing. I mean, it's a computer nerd's wet dream inside this thing, right?
Yes.
There's just all these huge glass panels. The touchscreen devices on the right hand and left hand side, or left hand side for the captain, right hand side for the co-pilot, to control like the MFD and PFDs and so forth, right? Wow, it was so pretty, you know, a brand new airplane, so, you know, the inside looked all really nice. We got some good shots from like inside the airplane facing out towards the crowd through the windows, which were kind of interesting. Pictures of all the gear, all the wiring inside, and so forth. What else? Off of the tail, there's a big what's that line?
Tail cone.
Tail cone. Yeah, and it's just that they can use a winch to release out. I forget how many feet it goes.
50 feet behind the plane.
Right. So they release this cone that's on some sort of cable, and they can release it out to 150 feet behind the airplane, and I think it's used as a static or static pressure sensor to see if their gauges inside are kind of measuring the same type of air pressure, static pressure, that is, if I'm explaining that right. I might be way off. So that was the 787. Got some good pics of that. And a lot of pictures of that, actually. And what, after that, we just kind of headed back to camp over here and have been goofing off inside of Mike Miley's RV all day in the air conditioning. It was hard to leave, but we're going to head back out now and go to Warbird Alley.
Yeah, if we can make it to Warbird Alley, and then we're going to watch the 787 depart. So
yeah.
we'll try to do this again tomorrow and talk about the 787 departure and some of the warbirds and what you think about being over there.
Yeah.
I've been over there, but you still haven't.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Let me tell you.
And tomorrow, we're going to get up early, and we're going to go flying helicopters.
Yeah.
Flying
the helicopter tour over the grounds.
Yeah. So that ought to be fun. I've never ridden in a helicopter in my life, so it'll be a great experience. And I definitely will have, yeah, John neither, so I'm going to definitely get some good video and pictures of that. So is that going to wrap it up?
I think that'll wrap it up.
All right. So until tomorrow, we're going to get this quickly edited tonight and up on the podcast, and we'll tweet you about it. So look for the next one the following day for Saturday. And then we're taking off Sunday morning, so that'll be it for us. So until next time, talk to you later.
Bye.